Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. An ordinance that would allow the Planning Commission to approve controversial facilities if the city manager deems them in the public interest failed yesterday by a 6-3 vote. City Attorney Amy Mead explained that essential public facilities would get special consideration when opposition is fierce. Some examples offered included homeless shelters, wastewater treatment plants, or drug rehabilitation centers, all of which could prove contentious with neighbors. Assemblymember Lauren Jones says he understood the reasoning but feared it could be misused.
We're giving ourselves too much power. That would, I guess, in some ways go beyond some of the other powers that we might already have.
The concept was proposed by the city manager after efforts to move Rainforest Recovery Center off of the Bartlett Regional Hospital campus stalled last year. Sobering centers are not listed in the land use code, making it difficult to move the facility elsewhere. The draft offered at yesterday's meeting had been significantly revised. Earlier versions gave the city much broader authority, but Assemblymember Rob Edwardson argued it still went too far.
If we use this, it'll be after there's been a great deal of public process and that the public has already determined that they don't want something, and then we're going to come back and say that they're wrong.
Three assembly members voted for the measure, Mayor Ken Kelsch and assembly members Jerry Nan Curvis and Mary Becker, none of whom spoke up before the vote. The ordinance could be brought back up for reconsideration, though. The Aleutians East Borough plans to join the legal battle over a land exchange that would allow construction of a controversial road between King Cove and Cold Bay. In January, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke signed a land exchange agreement with the King Cove Corporation that would allow for a road through the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge. Assembly members voted last week to intervene on the side of the federal government in the lawsuit environmental groups brought against the Interior Department to stop the road. The borough approved spending more than $60,000 to hire a law firm to help them join the case. And a mechanical problem is keeping the ferry Lakani tied up at least through tomorrow. Alaska Marine Highway System spokeswoman Ara Landau says it's docked here in Juneau.
The LeConte suffered a bent push rod, and it's an internal component on the generator. So one of the generators was out, and the Coast Guard can't certify the ship to sail without that generator.
The Juneau-based ship will miss sailings to and from Gustavus, Hoonah, Haines, and Skagway, but Landau says repairs could take longer than through tomorrow, and that could cancel sailings to and from Angoon and Tenneke Springs. LeConte also makes port calls at Cake and Pelican, but not until later on this month. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for snow showers for today, as much as 4 inches of snow for tomorrow, with high today about 35 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.